For decades, the Washington Education Association, in partnership with Premera Blue Cross, has provided health coverage to school employees. This is big business. We're talking about nearly 300 school districts in Washington, some 200,000 staff and their dependents, and $1 billion a year in public funds. Two recent reports, one from the state auditor, the other from the state's health care authority, proposed to consolidate school employees and their families into the state system. Senate Democratic leader Lisa Brown says the shift could save $90 million a year, but not immediately.
There are usually some costs up front when you change a process, and the initial savings are small, but they build over time.
Washington's teachers union maintains a state takeover of K-12 healthcare would increase bureaucracy and end up costing taxpayers more, not less. Senate Democrats proposed K-12 healthcare consolidation as part of a so-called government reform package. It's designed to build support among voters for a temporary sales tax increase. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.